It's time to think spring. Today I'm joined by Tom Eddy of Eddy Sawmill. Sir, where is your business located?
It's north of Ridgeport, so it's 1084 115th Road. And it's just a mile and a quarter on the gravel, a big sign on the driveway. You can't miss it if you come out there.
Okay, so it's easy to spot, easy to see. Well, we'll talk about the sawmill. Sir, you mill logs for folks. Who owns the logs and want the lumber from them? Just tell us more about this operation.
Yes, an awful lot of sawmills buy logs and sell lumber and have a big retail profile. I really try to stay retired, so I offer a service for folks who have the logs and want lumber from them. And the customer has then a lot of choices, whether they want the boards to have the natural edges, whether they want them thicker or thinner, whether they want their oak quarter sawn or not. And so there are options that are available to the customers that is really not typical.
That's very interesting. So you're highly customizable, to say.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, sir, how large or small can the log be for you to be able to mill it?
Okay, the sawmill has a capacity of 21 feet long. The maximum width of the board is 25 inches that I can mill. So the diameter of the log needs to be 32 inches or less, pretty much, so that when we slab it off, we can get it down to the size that we can mill and be successful with.
So don't haul a full-grown redwood out to your place.
That's right.
So, sir, can the lumber be milled to, I guess you say various thicknesses is what you're saying here in this question.
Yes, that's right. And that's important. You know, some folks like to have 2-inch slabs, 1.5-inch slabs. Some just 3/4-inch would be the standard thickness that you'd get in the lumber yard. So we want to offer customers what they prefer.
In that case, you talk about kiln drying. Well, tell us more about that in storage.
Well, kiln drying is a system whereby boards are put in a confined space. The humidity and temperature are controlled, and the wood dries more quickly. I do not have such a unit, so air drying is the option that is available to me. The boards need to be stacked with sticks in between so that air can circulate around the boards, and that way they air dry. Pretty much you need a year per inch of thickness is the rule of thumb for how long you need to air dry.
Do you usually have folks do that on their own property, or do you have that capacity?
On their own. Good question.
And just in like where an overhang would be under a dry spot, or can they be outside?
They can be outside, but it's certainly better to have them covered either with a tarp or a lean-to roof or in a garage or someplace like that.
Okay. And is that considered to be a curing at all the way? Okay.
That's correct.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right, sir, a couple final questions here. Do you, Mr. Eddy, do you buy logs?
Occasionally, but hardly ever. I try to stay away from the retail side of things. If I have a project to make and I'm going to need wood for it, then I might be looking for a log or two. And the same token, do I sell lumber? Sometimes. I have an inventory of wood all the time, but I don't make an effort to have a big variety of different kinds. So if you're looking for something, give me a call. Maybe I'll have it. So Take your chances.
You've got some, but you don't have a lot because it's usually expensive to store, right?
All right.
Now, sir, in order for folks to ask you some more questions, what's a good way to get in touch with you?
Telephone, 515-231-2744. I'm on the web at eddysawmill.com.
Okay.
And there's an email address there for you if you want to communicate that way. I usually turn my phone off around 5 o'clock.
Smart thinking.
Yeah.
You got to take a break sometime.
I get a little peace.
Yeah, exactly.
But during the day, I'm usually quite available.
For all of your milling needs, give Tom Eddy a call.
Right on.
Thank you, sir, for joining us for Think Spring.
You're welcome. Thank you.